Claudia Barker has made an extraordinary contribution to music and music education across many decades. For more than 50 years, she taught music at Kuwirup Secondary College, where the school named the Claudia Barker Performing Arts Centre in her honour. She has impacted on many aspects of school and community life. In 1998, she formed the College Marching Band and entered them into the Anzac Day March in Melbourne. They've marched in the Anzac Day commemorations every year since. She's been a tireless advocate for music and its place in the school community. Claudia was awarded the Medal of the Order of Australia for service to the community through a range of musical organisations, has received a Boda Life membership, and is in the ABU's Music Education Hall of Fame. Too many highlights to fit in one session. I'll just read through some of them. In 1965, Claudia was appointed as the only music teacher at Kuwirup High School. In 2023, the program has grown to include 10 music staff. In 1982, Claudia started the school's senior band program. In 1998, Claudia instigated the Kuwirup Secondary College Marching Band, and the band has attended the Melbourne Anzac March since 1999 and leads the 39th Battalion annually. In 2002, the Claudia Barker Performing Arts Centre was named in her honour. The same year, she became a leading teacher. In 2012, Kuwirup Secondary Band toured to the UK, where the highlight was performing in Westminster Abbey. 450 performances at music festivals, 38 school musicals, 56 years of teaching at the Kuwirup Secondary College, during which time she resigned three times in order to grow her family of six children. Can I ask you to join me in congratulating Claudia?
These awards are national awards, so as Sue said, they would have been presented at the conference in Sydney. They've been going for, someone help me, Amanda maybe, 12, 15 years? It's a long time. But
it should be on the national website.
I know, but I'm asking you, national website. So they have been around a long time, and they're acknowledging people like you and Peter, who've done a huge amount of work. And in fact, the caption on the award is Music Educating for Life. And it's just nice to have Martin here because he was part of a poster back in the early, mid-90s that had as its caption, Music Educating for Life. So the National Executive took that caption on to acknowledge the work these people are doing. So Claudia, I tripped over you in the middle 90s, I think, and you did an undergraduate degree at RMIT and then a master, and I thought the only thing that came out of Kuwirup in those days was asparagus, but clearly Claudia Barker comes out of Kuwirup and makes a massive impact on everything. What a great accomplishment. What have you done since retirement?
A
snapshot.
Okay, so David, I was inspired by Stephen Sondheim's Ladies Who Lunch, and I've been going out to lunch quite a bit, yes, but that wasn't enough. I needed a bit more structure, and I thought I might try exam supervision, but that's too stressful, and I didn't keep that up for long. I rang the local council, the library department, and asked if they'd like me to choose and deliver books to housebound residents who couldn't make it to the library. And they said, oh, wonderful idea, said the council, we'll get back to you. A month later, they got back to me and said, now, what books would you like us to deliver to you? So, my friend Margaret, who's a retired AP at Kuwirup, we put in identical applications to the Frankston to apply to be court volunteers at Frankston Magistrates Court. And Margaret received a reply. She had to do a very rigorous training session, but I'm still waiting for a reply for the Frankston Magistrates Court. So why not St Vincent de Paul? I've got a friend, Lorinda, who's been volunteering at the Fitzroy Vinnie Soup Van for 30 years. So I rang the Berwick Soup Van. No, no, you can't just come in off the streets. You need to be registered. We'll get back to you. Several months later, several forms arrived. We thought the local branch might be an easier path to take. So, same forms for the local branch. Has anyone ever tried to get an online working with children's check?
Yeah.
I even had my passport photo rejected. And as for the police check, I still haven't got it. I've been rejected twice. I rang David Forrest, who's the regional president of St Vincent de Paul. Martin said, join the Salvos. So what's left? What's left? This is where my prop comes in. I've gone the full circle. Happy hour at aged care facilities.
Oh.
With the green large print songbook. And I'm now Sheila's as healers.
Thank you.
That's it.
Claudia, thank you. Oh, there's a bumper sticker right there. Thanks, Claudia. Lovely. Let's go. Sheila's
as healers.
Thank you.
And Leon, I'll call on Leon to present Claudia.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Leon.
Thank you for your nice work.
Oh, hang on.